Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. Yeshiva Beis Bashas Chusla Refuas Maris Hena Meir Bas Chana and Esther Bela Bas Rus Devora. The Gemara says Yedalad Amad Aleph Beseches Kedushin. We're basing this shir on the Masses Motion Simin Lamad Aleph. Bechalitza Minalan. How do you know that a woman who's a Yavama is Petura is now allowed to get married to whoever she wants if she does Chalitza? Dechsiv Beis Cholat Hanal. Okay, Mitzvah Cholat Hanal. Hutra L'Chol Yisrael. It says Beis Cholat Hanal. So we darsh in the pasuk V'Yikarishim will be Yisrael Beis, that once she does chalitza on the Nal, so then she's allowed to be making bias be Yisrael beis chalitza Nal. Once she does chalitza on the Nal, she's allowed to be making bias. Rashi says that if not for this pasuk, you would think that chalitza is a mitzvah. It's not mati her to marry other people, just it's a mitzvah for her to do chalitza if her husband dies and she has no children, to do chalitza with her brother. But kamash on the pasuk that she's allowed to now marry other men. Let's say we wouldn't have the pasuk. We wouldn't have the pasuk. Then we would say that chalitza is merely a mitzvah. And then it wouldn't be a p'tur mizikas yavam. It would be a mitzvah like yibum. So now we can make the following chakira. Now that the pasuk says that she's mutter la'alma v'chalitza, do we say that even the maskana chalitza is a mitzvah like yavam? But rather, once you're makayim this mitzvah, she's mutter la'alma memela, since she's not zkuka li'ibam and chalitza anymore? Or do we say, no, chalitza is not a kiyum mitzvah bi'yavama like yibam, it's just an inyan of a tour, like get be'esh asish. And that's the mitzvah, that if he doesn't want to do yibam, he has to pater her and remove the zika with chalitza. That chalitza bi'yavama is like get be'esh asish. Or maybe no, there are two inyanim. There is the mitzvah, and then there's the p'tur. So we have three possibilities. Possibility one is that it's a mitzvah, and through doing this mitzvah, memela there's a p'tur. Possibility number two is it's only a p'tur. Possibility number three is it's both a mitzvah and a p'tur. Not that it's a mitzvah and memela there's a p'tur, but it's both a mitzvah and a p'tur. How do we hold the maskana? You know that she's off the hook now, she has a p'tur. The question is, how do we come about this? Is it a mitzvah and a p'tur, only a p'tur? Or that the mitzvah brings about automatically the p'tur. So we can propose it one side of the chakira from the Gemara. The Gemara in our sugya, Daf Yudalid, says, V'teish asish yotze b'chalitza mikal v'chomer. Ma yivam ashen yotze b'get yotze b'chalitza. Eish asish yotze b'get and yotze b'chalitza. Amar kras sefer krisus, sefer korsa v'en dover acher korsa. So let an eish asish go out with chalitza from a kal v'chomer. Ma dach yivamah. Who's not Yotze Beget, is Yotze B'Chalitza. Eish Asish, who's Yotze Beget, shouldn't she certainly be Yotze B'Chalitza? So comes the Pasuk and says, Sefer Krisa, Sefer Korsa, Vein Dover Acher Korsa. So we want to learn a Kavach Omer, that an Eish Asish should be Yotze B'Chalitza, because if Yavama doesn't allow the Get, goes out with Chalitza, an Eish Asish who goes out with the Get should certainly go out with Chalitza. Comes on the Pasuk now. That Sefer Krisa, Sefer Korsa, Vein Dover Acher Korsa. That a sefer cuts her off and nothing else cuts her off, meaning chalitza doesn't work for an eish asish. Now, if we say the gedder of chalitza is not a gedder p'tur like a get, rather it's a mitzvah like yibam, but we learn from the pasuk that when you're makayim the mitzvah, she memela becomes a mutter to the world. So how is there a havamina that an eish asish is yotze b'chalitza? Chalitza is not, there's nothing to do with get. We want to learn a kavach omer that she could be yotze with chalitza because she could be yotze with get. Chalitza and get have nothing to do with each other. Get is merely a p'tur, and chalitza is a mitzvah. One has nothing to do with the other. So you don't need a pasuk sefer korsa v'ein davar acher korsa. You could just say one has nothing to do with the other. And eish asish is yotze beget, that's a p'tur. But chalitza is a mitzvah, it's not a p'tur. And by an eish asish, you need a p'tur. So it's muchach that chalitza is a p'tur, b'yavama like get be'esh asish, and therefore we can learn this kavachom. So now we are left with two possibilities. Either it's both a mitzvah and a p'tur, or it's only a p'tur. However, it would appear that it's a machlokas in the Gemara, in Yevamot, and Daf Kuvav Amud Aleph. It says in the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Chalitza Mut'es, If you have a chalitza that's betos, it's kosher. What does this mean? I'm Rav Shlagish. Kol shem lo chalotz v'kach adakonza. You say to the guy, do chalitza. And then you're marrying her. So he wants to marry her. She doesn't want it. So you say to him, well, you want to marry or do chalitza? It's kosher. Rav Yochanan says to Rav Shlagish, no. I learn, anishane, bein iskavin hu. Whether he intended that the chalitza should be matir to the shuk, velonis kavnehi, benis kavnehi, velonis kavnehu. If one of them has kavana, and not the other, the chalitza is psula. Achi is kavnu shneim ke'achad. They both have to have kavana. To do chalitza, amanas latir la'shuk. Ela, so then what is chalitza mutes that's kshera? Hatam is chalitza k'shera. You say the chalitza k'shera. No, it can't be kosher if one of them is not is doing this under mistaken pretenses. So rather, what does it mean? Kol she'omrim lo chalotz la almanas shetitein lachama taim zuz. You say to him, do chalitza with her, and she'll give her two. She'll give you 200 zuz, even if she doesn't give him the chalitza k'shera, because tanai is involved with chalitza, and the tanai is both on the ma'aseh kain. Ad kan divrei agamar. V'yitochin lomar, that's the machlokas. As follows, Rabbi Yochanan holds that the inyan of chalitz is a p'tur like a get, like we see in our sugya here that we compare it to get, and therefore if we say chalotz, and that's how you're going to marry her, he didn't have kavanah for chalitza, it's not chalitza, because chalitz is a p'tur, not a kinyan, like get is a p'tur. And if he gives a get and he says harei makudeshes, so she's not makudeshes, if he does chalitza and he has kavanah to be kind to her, she doesn't become p'tur from him. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a p'tur. Rish Lakish holds no. He also holds that you require both the kavan of both of them for chalitza. But he holds chalitza is not a p'tur. Chalitza is a mitzvah. The yavama kamo yibam. Rather, b'kiyum mitzvah chalitza memela she becomes mutter because she's not zakuka lola mitzvah yibam lola mitzvah chalitza. And if so, what do we care if the hata was that they said to him chalotu v'kacha takonsa? Doesn't bother us because chalitza is not a p'tur and it's not a kinyan. The ma'isa chalitza is a mitzvah. He has kavanah l'shem mitzvah chalitza, and the p'tur is only coming memela. So it emerges then that according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a p'tur, and if you have kavanah for a kinyan, it doesn't work. And according to Reish Lakish, it's a mitzvah. So if you have kavanah for if you have kavanah for a kinyan, it works because he has kavanah to do the mitzvah. So now we have to explain, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if he holds that chalitza is only a p'tur, again, according to Reish Lakish, it's a mitzvah, and memela comes the p'tur. And therefore, as long as you have kavanah for the mitzvah, the p'tur is coming memela, that you don't need proper kavanah for. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that it's a p'tur, shaila is chalitza only a p'tur? Or there are two dinim in chalitza. Mitzvah chalitza, which is a mitzvah like yibum, and there's also p'tur chalitza like get. Now there's going to be an afkamina according to Rabbi Yochanan in an instance where we say to him, Chalotz uvakacha takonsa. Where according to Rav Yochanan, as we said, Rav Yochanan holds that chalitza is a p'tur, or maybe Rav Yochanan holds that it's also a mitzvah. So what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is whether she is now usur, asura, to the cholates, and to the brothers, midoraisa. Because maybe, if the chalitz is nothing, because it's only a p'tur, and there was no p'tur, then she's not going to be usher to them d'oraisa. Because if chalitza is only a p'tur, I mean, ha-Torah, this chalitza is nothing. He had kavana to marry her and not to pater her, and therefore why would she be usher midoraisa on the choletz and on the brothers? He didn't do anything. So the Gemara says, that she is now psula to the choletz and to the brothers. So the question is, what's the status of this? And she needs a second chalitza. The question is, what's the status of this psul? If we want to be matir here to the world, there has to be another chalitza done, because the first one was mistaken. So if you say it's just a ptur, then min ha-Torah, they didn't do anything. You're right, there's going to be a psul midrabanan. There's going to be a psul on the choletz and on the brothers midrabanan. She's not allowed to be with them. But midaraisa, nothing here happened because there was no ptur done by this chalitza. But if you say that there are two dinim, there's a mitzvah and there's a ptur. So you're right, with this chalitza, she's not going to become mutter to the world because there was no ptur, he had the wrong kavana. But if you say there's another aspect, there's another element of it being a mitzvah, and he did his mitzvah, that means even midoraisa, she's going to be usher to the choletz and to the brothers. Because midoraisa, he did a good chalitza, and once you do a good chalitza midoraisa, then there's an iser on the choletz and on the brothers. So that's the nafkamina, according to Rav Yochanan, if we say that this chalitza of chalotz uvakacha takonsa is not a good chalitza. Do we say that it's not a good chalitza, it's zero because there's no ptur, and therefore the psul is not only to Rabbanan and on the choletz and on the brothers? Or do we say no, that he did something here, he did a mitzvah, and therefore the psul is midoraisa? The Gemara says you have to do another chalitza, and Yibum is no longer allowed. But the question is, why is Yibum no longer allowed? Is Yibum no longer allowed midoraisa because there wants some element of chalitza here? Or only the Rabbanan, because doraisa, nothing happened. So it would appear that there are two dinim in chalitza. There's a mitzvah of chalitza, and there's a ptur of chalitza. Look in Yevamos Nafgim Lamed Aleph, that the Mishnah enumerates the beginning of Yevamos, the 15 women, Tesvav Nashim, that are Potros Tsarasem, Etzaret Tsarasem, and Achalitzim, and Ayibim. 15. So the Gemara says these 15 women who are Pater, they're Tsaras, they're Pater, and their Tsaras are Pater, and the Tsaras are Pater. So the Gemara says, why do you say a Lashon of Pater? Why don't you say a Lashon of Isser? Listen to Asuros. Why don't we say that they're Asur? So the Gemara says, Tani Asuros, if we would have said they're Asur, Habin Asur Liyavim, El Michatz Cholza. Then you would have said they're Asur, they're not allowed to do Yibum, but they're allowed to do Chalitza. In other words, there's an Isser Yibum, but they're still Chayv in Chalitza. There's an Isser Yibum, because there's Erva, but they can't get married to anybody else until they do chalitza. Kamash Malan, comes the pasuk and says, comes the Mishnah and says, no, poltrus min chalitza and yibum. They're pottering both from chalitza and from yibum. So therefore, it doesn't say a lashon of aser, it says a lashon of pater. If it just would have said a lashon of aser, you would have thought aser liyabe. Kamash milan a lashon of pater, that they don't have to do chalitza either. Mar says, "Amayir tani mina chalitza mina yibum, lisa mina yibum luchudei." Why does the Mishnah say they're pater from? We're skipping a little bit. Why does the Mishnah say they're pater from chalitza and from yibum? The Ikar mitzvah is yibum, so just say they're pater from yibum, and Mamela, we know they're also pater from chalitza. If it would have just said yibum, that they're pater from yibum, and we would have said they're pater from yibum, they still have to do chalitza. Yibum no, chalitza yes. Kamash malan both. Pater from chalitza and from yibum. Frek the Tosas Yishanim. Oifen art, as they say in Lakewood. Vim tomer afilu tanam and yibum lechudei hava yadana deino chaletus mititani pturos kedar maleil. He asks in the Gemara here, the Gemara says, why does it say mena chalitza mena yibum? Just say mena yibum. And would have known chalitza automatically. Then it says, no, if it just would have said mena yibum, you would have thought that you have to do chalitza. Says it Tos Yishanim, even if it just said would have Yibam, would have known there's no Chalitza. How do you know from the Lashon of Pturos? If it would have said Asuros, we would have said Asur Liyabem. But Chalitza, yes, because Asuros is Yibam, is Erva, but they have to do Chalitza. Pturos teaches us their Pater from Chalitza. So once you use a Lashon of Pater, you know that it includes Chalitza. So you don't have to actually say Chalitza. So then, why is the Gemara here saying that it should? If we would have just said yibum, we would have thought that you have to chalitza. The word pater teaches you, as we learned earlier, no chalitza. V'yishlam v'dachi perushaleil itani asuras have mina asuras liyam milchas chalza bal karcha chamasuras tenu chalzas v'achi apurusha have mina milchas chalza im he rotsa kamashman. So earlier on, it said asuros would have thought they're not allowed to do yibum, but they're not forced to do chalitza. They have an option. That they're forced to do yibum. Originally, we would say that they're forced to do chalitza. Aval mechatz chalza ba'al korcha, kamash malan potros, deinan chalzas. We don't force them to do chalitza. V'ha'cha achi perusha. And here, this is the pshat. Havamina mechatz chalza im he rotza. So first, we learn that we don't force them. That's what Potzrot teaches you. We don't force them, but they still have the option. Kamash Milan, even if she wants to, she doesn't have to do Chalitza. Even if she wants to, there's no union of Chalitza. That's what it says specifically, the word Chalitza as well as Yibum. So it would appear that Tosfos Yishanim holds that there are two dinim in Chalitza. There's a mitzvah Chalitza and a p'tur Chalitza. And therefore the mitzvah Chalitza holds in Baal Korach Dekofen Ala Mitzvahs. Avala p'tur Chalitza, there's no p'fiyah. It's only Milatir La'om, and if she doesn't want it, why should we force her? So that's why Tos Yishanim learned. Originally we said if it would have said Osos, we would have said Osos Li'abmo Michal Tzcholta Baal Korcha, because if it just would have said Osos, we would have said there's no Ptur Yibum. It's Aser, but there's a Mitzvah Chalitza. We would have thought that there's a Mitzvah of Chalitza. And there's no hafkam mitam if you don't in all and all yibam and all lechalitza. Original thought, and it's sad that we would have forced her, it's because it's a mitzvah. Kofen ala mitzvahs. And therefore have a mina that mitzvah chalitza, there's a mitzvah chalitza. V'choltas baal korcho kadeh lekayim mitzvah chalitza. So the discussion whether the mitzvah chalitza is for her or only for him. But if you hold this for him, you force her in order that he should be Makami's mitzvah. So that's the first stat in Tosfos Yishanim. That's what the Gemara is telling us first. We don't force because there's no mitzvah. Because even though, I mean, not that there's no mitzvah, even though normally there is a mitzvah, But here you don't force, because there's no mitzvah. V'hachat says Tos Yishanam Hachi Perusha. This is what it means. Itanam en ayibim l'chudei hav min amichas cholzayim hirotza. Would have said that if she wants, she can do chalitza. What does that mean? There's no mitzvah chalitza, because it says p'turos min ayibim min achalitza. But it would have said there is a zika. Like the Dushay Aran writes in Sanhedrin that Amana l'kohen gadol does in the mitzvah ayibim chalitza, she's a kukul yavam, because if someone's mekadesh her, if the kohen gadol's mekadesh her, the kedushin are tofsim. And therefore there is zika. Ein sham. And therefore you would say you need chalitza to remove the zika to be matir halalma. So when it says ratza, it means ratza in order to, because she wants to be mutter to the world, that's the ratza. Not stam to do it. Ratza to do it in order to be mutter to the world. So those are the two shlavim in the Gemara. First we say that you would have thought that it's a mitzvah, we force to do the mitzvah. So kamashma on the word potros and not asuros, that potros even includes chalitza, there's no mitzvah chalitza. Ah, there's no mitzvah chalitza, but then the Gemara goes weiter and says, all right, maybe there's a ptur chalitza. And therefore, if she wants, she can do chalitza. And that's why it says, no, pturos mina yibu, mina chalitza. Not only should she be potter from yibu, she's also potter from chalitza. You wouldn't have known that from the fact that it says pturos and not asuros. From pturos and not asuros, if it would have said it, from the fact that it says pturus and not asuris, it means pturus, meaning there's no mitzvah for her. She doesn't have to yibam out, she doesn't have to chalitza out to the mitzvah. But if just would have said that they're pater from yibam, but not from chalitza, you would have said beseder. That chalitza, there's no mitzvah, but still to be mutter l'shuk, she needs to do chalitza. Never the Gemara says, "Umay yirya d'tani min achalitza min ayibum, listening min ayibum l'chudei." Just teach min ayibum, and then once she's off for yibum, she's also off for chalitza. And you would have said, if it just would have said yibum, then you would have said, "No chalitza. You're right. There's no mitzvah, but she, in order to be patur l'shuk." In order to be pater l'shuk, she's pter l'shuk, muteris l'shuk, she needs to do chalitza. Kamash malan, that these 15 women, they're tsaras, and tsaras are the same, don't even need chalitza. Why? Because kol she'ola l'yibum, ola chalitza, ain't ola yibum, ola chalitza. But if it just would have said yibum, we would have said, say there. They don't have to yibum, there's erev involved here. But if she wants to be mutter l'shuk, she has to do chalitza. So that's why you need two exclusions. One to tell you that chalitza is not a mitzvah, we're not kofen. And one to tell you that it's not even a ptur in this instance. But normally it's two, it's both. So you prove that there are two dinim in chalitza from this Tos Yishanam L'chora. One din in chalitza is a mitzvah. And in addition to the mitzvah, there's a separate ptur. We also saw the machlokas in the Gemara that Lechor Reish Lakish is holding that it's a mitzvah and memela there's a p'tur, so all he has to do is have kavana for the mitzvah, even though the kavana is to marry her. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, no, if he has kavana to marry her, it doesn't work because it's a p'tur. The question is there also a mitzvah according to Rabbi Yochanan? If it's just a p'tur, then you can't have kavana. If you want to be pater and mutter, pater her from this mitzvah, now she's muteris l'shuk, can't have kavana to be koner. So you write it to p'tur. The question is it also a mitzvah? And we said that the nafkamina would be once she does this bad chalitza, she has to do a good chalitza. The question is, after she does this bad chalitza, and she's usher to the cholets and to the brothers, do we say she's usher to that midoraisa because the mitzvah was done, so chalitza was already done, and now this yibam is usher? Or do we say no? It's only in Issa Darabban and we tell them to do it again, but Midaraisa you didn't do anything because all there is a p'tur and no p'tur is accomplished. And then we prove from Tosfos Yishanim that it's both. It's both a mitzvah and a p'tur. So Mirtz Hashem, in the next year, hopefully we will bring a proof from the Rambam that Chalitza and Yibam are shtei mitzvahs. We should be Zohar Lil Modu V'Lamed Lishmor v'las, l'kaimus kol divrei sam, v'kavasu v'yahava, amen v'yamen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.